I see Bill.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, guys. All right, I'm going to hang up the phone now, Chief.
Fire alarm activation. 18:59.
I don't hear any audio.
Hello.
I can hear Elizabeth.
Chief's microphone is dead.
Oh.
Hey, Bill.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear it, Bill?
I can hear you.
Good.
Okay. Who else is there?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Chief. Yep. I can hear you now.
Thank you. You know what it was?
Okay.
My computer died at the end of the fiscal year, and I got a new computer, but I never put Zoom on it. So.
Yeah, well, that was just what happened to me. I'm sorry we were late. I just got a new phone the other day, and I never put Zoom on it. So is Liz on or anything?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Yep. So we have our quorum.
Okay, good. Danny, is he on?
Is Danny on?
Yep, I'm here.
You got okay. Bruce, Jim Rupert, Bill Call, Elizabeth, Daniel, and the chairman, Mr. Morianis. That's for Jim. Okay.
And Bob's here. Mr. Lincoln's here, so we'll call a meeting to order.
Okay.
Any getting public comment? Anybody else get anything? And the minutes?
We'll make a motion, please.
Make a motion to approve the minutes. Any second?
Second.
Okay. All the favor.
Aye.
All right. Payment of bills. We don't have those right here with us. Okay. Correspondence running. I did get something from the town. And it says all appointed board members, chairman, re-election of officers. This is to remind you that the pursuit of Bolton Charter Section 11.1B. On or after July 1st, but no later than 30 days after all required appointments on a commission board or agency have been made, such appointed commission board or agency shall hold an organization meeting and shall choose a chairman, a vice chairman, and such other officers such as such commission board agency deems necessary. The election of officers must be in the form of a motion and must be voted upon. Please inform the board clerk that you must appear in the minutes of the meeting. Any questions, please call. So I don't want to do that now or do that under new business or?
Anybody?
Anybody want to be the chairman?
I think that's all you, John.
Okay.
John, I think you have to vote to add it to the agenda if it's not already on the agenda. And when somebody makes that motion, they can decide where it's going to be on the agenda.
Don't get that. What do you mean?
So since it's election of officers does not currently appear on your agenda, correct?
Right.
So in order for you to act on that tonight, you can, because this is a regular meeting, but you have to have a motion that's seconded and acted on to add it to the agenda.
Okay.
And whoever makes that motion can actually decide where they'd like to see it on the agenda, whether they want to do it now or under new business.
Right.
So make a motion for election of chairman and officers under new business.
Any seconds?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Under new business then. So we'll continue on. Okay. Communication from the chief.
Good evening. This past month was an interesting month. It was busy, but not busy. We had a number of typical EMS calls, but more so three that stood right out. We talked how it's been very quiet on the drug scene. We had two drug overdoses and one alcohol overdose, two of them which resulted in deaths. Motor vehicle accidents have picked up quite a bit all of a sudden, are down Route 6, 44, just had a bad three car at Vernon Road and Boston Turnpike tonight. And at the same time, during that accident, another accident scene came about down at England's Hardware in 44, where fire police was directing traffic away from our scene and was hit by a motor vehicle. The fire police was transported to Hartford Hospital also. Budget-wise, Jim, I'm remiss because I don't have Jenna's one-page budget to give me the end of the year without adding everything up here. But we came out already at the end of the year. There was monies that were turned back to the town. Certain things we held off for purchasing until next year, which was only right. We did some transfers. Jim worked with me very, very well on the end. We did get tires, a large item, taking care of two front tires on, or two rear four rear tires on a rescue truck and 10 tires on a tanker were changed out. Along with some new equipment that came in. Jim, you and I will talk offline about that $2,500 from DEEP. I didn't see where that was transferred back to us. And if it wasn't, maybe we could talk about doing it this year. We'll have that offline, conversation offline. I think the commissioners know what that is. They were all carbon copied in communications for that. Had a conversation with Firematic today about the whereabouts of ET-134, the new truck, which is on order. During the conversation, I did a little search of myself online and found some pictures that they started it already. That will be like a weekly picture thing flash that I'll try to send out to everybody. The date, Jim, I don't know if you got to read that email yet. The date for the final completion, because of supplier issues, has been pushed back till October 5th at this point in time. So from August 31st, August 30th till October 5th. So as long as they do a good job on it, that doesn't matter. It probably makes Selectman even more happy having it a month off, you know, put off. I hope when the date does get solidified, I hope they come up with a check. So that's a heck of a lot of dishes to wash. I did make appointments this past month for officers. Car 134, which you knew about and approved back in November or the end of April, is still car 134, deputy chief. I appointed car 234, assistant chief, Matthew Pereira. Matt's been in the department 6 or 7 years now, 20 some odd years in fire department itself. Matt's made some leaps and jumps over the last 6 or 8 months. He knows what my game plan is going forward, and he's really stepped up to the plate a lot. I'm very pleased with his activity and how he's responding administratively. Made an appointment of car 334 captain James DeMoro, went from lieutenant to captain. Lieutenants Dan Ross, car 534, Jason Vincent, car 634, and Melissa Legette, car 734. Some of those positions are new. Dan Ross has been a lieutenant in the past, lieutenant for us for about 4 years before he took a couple side jobs. He decided to come back after a period of time. And Melissa Legette stepped up to the plate, actually came to me. We had a conversation about being a lieutenant. I had two lieutenants that did step down for family reasons, and I wish them the best. I talked to one of them the other day. So that's about it, unless you have any questions.
No.
Dan, any questions?
Congratulations to the new officers.
Yeah, I'm pleased. I think it's going to be a very positive going forward for us. Yep, correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess if you're done, I guess we'll go to the fire marshal. Whichever one.
Good evening, everybody. You know, Bill has been moving forward with inspections. We've had several conversations that I'm sure he'll fill you in on. But from the fire investigation standpoint, as Chief said, it's been a nice month from that perspective. We haven't had to go out in the middle of the night and do anything crazy. So at this point, unless anybody's got any specific questions for me, I'll turn it over to Bill, and we'll both be available for questions when Bill's done with his part of the report. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Last month, I was on vacation for a week, so that kind of slowed things down, but installed a Knox box, senior Knox box, at a new customer. Nature to business, if you get my drift. So that's all 13 boxes are still out. Did a plan review at 271 Hop River Road. It's the new gas station. And Wednesday, we're meeting with all the contractors and the whole gang. We're going to meet and work out some more of the logistics. Had a meeting at Georgina's to address fire alarm issues. The fire department had a number of issues with smoke detectors going off periodically. So we believe we've got that whole situation ironed out. Fire department's been notified. Continuing to work with the Bolton Board of Education on door issues. The superintendent of schools advised us that they're going to move forward in a positive manner. And I have a meeting tomorrow with the principal of Bolton High School. He said he got some things he wants to discuss. Inspection since the last meeting, St. George Church, Bolton Methodist Church, Bolton Fire Station, Bolton Ice Palace, St. Marie's Church, and we did a tenant inspection with a BO at 275 West Street. And like I said, I was out for probably 14 days, so that's about it.
Hey, Billy, where was that inspection on West Street?
It was,
what's 275?
295, almost across from Lance's house. But there's a big field there.
Lance, on where is this?
West Street.
Lance who?
Dimmick. No, I'm sorry. The painter guy. The pinstriper.
Oh, Freddie Luck.
Oh, okay. So you were talking... 275 yes. Is a grass field.
Yes.
Grass field where they're going to have a tent revolution salvation thing.
Yes.
Okay. So that number didn't ring a bell to me. That's why I questioned it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Sorry about the other. Yeah.
Also, you want to mention the high school pump house?
Well, I don't know much about it until I'm here tomorrow.
So as you know, we can get access to the pump house behind the high school, 40,000 gallons of water, get access to draw water out of that. And we have on a regular basis. To get into there, you need a key into the pump house to move a couple of valves and turn electric switches. So you get a Knox box key out of the front of the school, which at 2 o'clock in the morning kind of makes it a little difficult. So the principal and I have had conversation. He ordered a new Knox box, and that's what Bill will be, they're having it installed either today or tomorrow morning. That's where Bill will put new keys in that, so we'll have that up and going quickly. He's also going to give a complete run card of how to operate the pump. Step one, open the doors. Step two, open valve A. Step three, valve C. Four, turn on electric pump, etc. So very detailed instructions, and they're supposed to be laminated inside there too. So that'd be good for the firehouse. Yep.
The only other thing I'll mention is we did, I'm not even sure anybody knows about this, but Selectman's office at the moment is we did get an application on I think Thursday or Friday last week for Farm Day.
I've heard that by the wind. Tell me a story about that. Somebody told me on a back door.
The application came in with a request for four troopers.
And what day is that?
Sorry, I don't recall.
Okay. The quicker we can have that so I can pass that on to the powers to be below me and then get crews lined up.
Kathy was out of the office today, but she's going to be taking point on that as our emergency management director. So
good.
She'll be disseminating that information probably tomorrow.
Good. Excellent. You know, I'll speak to Kathy for a second, emergency management director. We had a bad accident down on Route 6 about a week and a half ago where a car came around a corner and went head on into the front left bumper and tire of a tractor trailer hauling garbage. And ultimately after the bad accident, put 150 gallons of diesel fuel on the ground. DEP, DOT, CSP, Bolton Highway Department, Coventry Highway Department, Tri-County Fire Police and Coventry Police were all involved, and made a couple of phone calls that I'm very, very happy. I've got Kathy on active 911 and jumped right on some of the Everbridge things and took care of a lot of the backdoor stuff for us that I didn't have time to make a phone call to her. And when we called up for one request, she says, "What do you need? I'll take care of it." Mrs. Emergency Management Director right on the spot. So I think she's doing a good job so far. Yep.
Thank you, Chief.
John?
We good?
Yep.
Okay. I guess old business. Any old business?
You know, one thing I just thought of, did we ever, for the fire chief job description, I lost track on that one. We talked about it. And I'm wondering if we ever approve the job description for the fire chief that we had out there. If we could either check or I'll make a motion to approve it just so we make it officially so we don't have any loose ends, that we've got that part squared away.
And Janet checked the minutes there. I believe it was done already.
Okay, good.
I can double check on that.
If not, to a follow-up, you may want to just a secondary motion on that just to confirm. So you get it all done at one time now.
Yeah. So
make a motion to
approve it, or make a motion to see if it's been approved.
You can make a motion to approve it again to double check, make sure it was approved. And
if we could make a motion to double check that it was approved. And if not approved, that I'll make a motion that we approve it for the chief's job description.
Second it, somebody?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Ayes have it. That's taken care of then. I thought we did it like May or something like that.
We talked about it. It just seemed like something was loose. I should have checked.
Any other old business? Any new business?
I've got one for the group. As per the charter and per the bylaws, any change in the chief or deputy chief position has to be approved by the fire commissioners first. With that said, I received a request to resign from an active position, Deputy Chief Mike Aramita, to step down as deputy chief at this point for health reasons. And at the same time, as I presented this to the department, I'm looking for approval from the fire commission. A motion was made to put up for a vote Matthew Pereira as deputy chief for the Bolton Fire Department. He has not come before you before his paperwork. As I said, he's got decent time in the firehouse. He's made a lot of changes. He's very active. He's interested in getting involved in the paperwork. It's going to be a little bit challenge going forward on the paperwork, but it's not undoable to take over the chief's position yet. Today, it's not going to happen. But he's very, very interested in continuing the progress of the department and himself to make it all better for all of us. So just a recommendation from the fire department that the board approve Matthew Pereira as a candidate for deputy chief, which would be voted on August 1st.
Okay.
If you approve it.
So I want to make a motion for the chief, deputy chief position, to accept the body's recommendation.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve Matt Pereira as deputy chief.
Okay, second?
Deputy chief candidate.
Candidate. Second, anybody?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? I guess you're okay. We'll wish him luck.
I'll pass that on to the department on August 1st. Thank you.
Any other new business? Okay, the election of officers. Got to be in a form of a motion.
Where do we start? Start at the top, huh?
Well, what do we have? We have a chairman.
Chairman.
Do we have a vice chair?
There's a vice president. We have a vice chairman.
We had a vice chairman or not. I don't remember seeing one.
I don't
we had that and we had the secretary.
A treasurer, yeah.
So, you got motions for anybody?
Motion for J.J. Marianas for chairman.
Need a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thanks a lot, guys. I used to like you guys. Okay, now for the secretary.
Who's the current mom?
Well, usually your secretary, I think, Bobble, you know, to handle.
Secretary is a backup position to the town secretary, Janice Hurd.
Bob's always taking the notes and stuff like that.
Correct.
When you haven't been here, when you're out sunning yourself. You want to make a motion to replace Bob in that position again?
I'll make a motion. Elect Bob Langton as secretary.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? I guess I just have it. Do we have a treasurer?
I don't think so.
Because it's always done by
fire person. Elizabeth Malone's your treasurer. Right, Liz? Say something, young lady.
Yes.
Oh, Liz, okay.
Liz is copied on all the correspondence between myself, the town administrator, and the fire finance department. Reviews all the books, gets reports on a regular basis.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, Liz does a great job. I make a motion for Liz Malone to continue as treasurer.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Nice have it. Any other new business then? I guess we can adjourn. Motion for adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye. On favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Okay. Oh, hopefully, Chief, you're feeling better. Back on your feet again soon.
Looks like Chief's got a comment before we close.
Okay.
Can't hear you, Chief.
Because I'm turning the mic off. My wife kind of wants to pull the cord on it. No, it's your floor.
I thought you looked like you wanted to say something before we close.
No, you had gestured. I'm watching body language here, and I thought you wanted to jump onto the mic for something. That's all.
No, just good night to everybody. That's all.
Okay.
Glad you're feeling better, Chief.
Thank you very much. Been a long road, but I think I'm back. Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Take care, all.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right.
Right.
Hey, Liz. Liz, can you stay there? Hey, John. All right. So, Liz, what I need,
hey.
I've got your mom's paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And power call, order confirmation from power call sirens. How do I do that? Purchase order, one paid $225. It says ship to Liz Malone, or Sue Malone, bill to Sue Malone, PayPal's. So I need something from PayPal's.
That PayPal. Okay. Okay.
Number two, there's one here from Four Imprints, the coaster bags and coasters.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your order, the date, a whole bit. Elizabeth Malone, coaster order, $291. And freight and tax order. It doesn't say, wait a minute. It doesn't say how this was paid for. And this is a stickler on finance. In fact, I gave him an invoice the other day from a very good supplier I work with.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't, it said invoice, but on the invoice number, it had S-O in the number instead of I-N number. And they picked up and wouldn't pay for it. So I had it changed.
Okay.
So this four imprints somehow large cork order cork dollars and cents item number description quantity extra. It doesn't say how this was paid for. If this was paid for in a credit card,
yeah, most likely was.
You should have that credit card receipt. And on a credit card, you know, I need the credit card that says your name and address or mom's name and address on it. Okay. The account number is going to be spelled out there. Cross off all the beginning numbers except for the last four, which indicate, like on a power siren, this says PayPal. There's no number on a PayPal, but if you have Liz Malone PayPal, $400 or $225, those two would made up.
Okay.
This four imprints, the big order here. Again, it doesn't say how it's paid for, but if you have something that says four imprints with this dollars and cents with your mom's name on it, it's golden.
Okay.
Also, there's another note here, just need candles.
Yeah, we have to get she was looking for the statement on that one.
Okay, what is that, a credit card thing too?
Yeah.
So I don't need all the receipts. I just need the if it says on a credit card sheet, you know, whatever the candle company name is, just on a side for fire department banquet put down there or something like that.
Okay. So
those two or three on those invoice or on a credit card statements or PayPal statements. Okay.
Okay.
Question's kicking it back. And if this goes much longer, I'm scared she's going to say, put it in next year.
Yeah. Okay.
They want to close the book. So that would be great to finish that up. And then I'll be done with the year. That's the last thing I got to do for the year. All right. So, and in fact, I got right here, I got the request for payment all made out. And something else. Purchase order has been done already. Just request for payment. It's $1,131 we owe you.
Yeah.
I want to pay you. So, all right.
All right.
Did you get to the big crash today?
No, not today. I did not.
Okay. All right. Well, the Pam Parsons went up to Vermont last week.
Yeah.
2 weeks, big horse show. They took 13 ponies up.
Uh-huh.
Her daughter got a number of awards and cash awards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, did very, very well. In fact, good, I guess some pretty high up places noticed her and saw her and had conversations. So good
for her.
Yeah, it's fine. So,
yeah, we have an SOG meeting next Monday. So
we're coming to a close. I talked to Pam about that too. She says there's definitely a light at the tunnel. I hope so.
There is. There is. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. We pretty much double checked everything and we're just going through like table of contents and like hard copying it now. And then, yeah.
Okay. And you all didn't want to go out to dinner with me.
It's hard enough to get together just to do the meetings.
Jeepers, creepers. I gave him $885 back. So, all right, kiddo.
All right. Feel better.
I am. In fact, this call actually was a pick-me-up, tell you the truth. Yeah. Oh,
good.
All right. Good night.
All right. Have a good night. Bye.